World Trade disaster was in 01. Wow, time sure goes by, and the events that are going on in the world today may be a little bit reflected in some of the tunage, which is from bygone era, but in today's terms, very poignant. And yet, I do radio Tumatron worldwide as a means of escape from the usual madness on the planet and the doom and gloomers that you hear here on shortwave radio. So do kick back, relax. Good to have you with us. If you have any information and questions and answers and non-information, you can email me simply Timtron, T-I-M-T-R-O-N, at hotmail.com. That email address, once again, is Timtron, T-I-M-T-R-O-N, at hotmail.com. I read each and every email. I don't necessarily respond to them, but that's one thing I've found. Getting online and playing around with a computer is a massive suck for time. And boy, I haven't had it lately. So, if I don't respond right away, forgive me. Either that or, well, yeah, I agree. And that's cool. So let's move right along, as we must pay the freight here.
Oh yeah, that was a fantastic sound. Did it lose me? Do we ever take a little pause for the call now? We're going to sit back for that, because that would get to the fact of those sounds.
For these important commercial messages from Radio Tumatron Worldwide.
Listen here.
We asked Jacques-Pierre Beaujolais, noted international wine connoisseur and curator for the Tour des Argents en Paris, to compare these classic wines, including this 1959 Chateau Lafite Rothschild, to WAMCO Cellar's new Grapes of Wrath.
I have in my travels tested many wines from around the world, and in all of my testings I've never encountered anything quite like this stuff. It has a good body, as you can see. It has a good nose. It has a fine flavors and fruity bouquet. I cannot be high enough to recommend this. Oh, what I mean is, I cannot highly recommend this to this
WAMCO Cellars
stuff.
Grapes of Wrath, aged a full week in particle board barrels.
This is a wine that complements anything from a roasted corn-skim hand nestled in a bed of wild rice to a peanut butter and banana sandwich Algiers.
WAMCO Cellars. Great wines before their time.
In the humid valley surrounding southern Ohio's famous Mill Creek, the sights and sounds of industry are everywhere. Here, mighty factories produce large quantities of soap, hand lotion, and toilet bowl cleaner. Giant chemical processing plants churn out toxic substances by the hundreds. Across the way, the city's largest meat packer slaughters its cattle and swine to prepare it for sale to the public. From companies like these, cascading brooks and little waterfalls of industrial waste are carried to the fuming, foamy Mill Creek below. It is here that the Tree Frog Brewing Company draws the water to brew its distinctive beer. Little wonder that the bottles of Tree Frog are colored green to remind you of Tree Frog's urban industrial home. and to camouflage the toxic products inside. One taste will tell you why the Mill Creek water prohibits Tree Frog beer from tasting like much. But it's this same water that helps Tree Frog get you there faster. Tree Frog Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Electric power. Just what would we do without it? Electric power. It runs our factories and it runs our lives. Electric power. A valuable commodity. And you know, electric power is becoming more valuable every day. What with the economy the way it is and the price of petroleum skyrocketing, electric power is damned expensive nowadays. Some of you probably once thought that nuclear power plants would generate cheap, clean electricity. Do you believe in the tooth fairy too, you gullible fool? The fact of the matter is that when we went nuclear, you, our captive consumer, got it where the sun don't shine. Sure, nukes were cheap in the beginning, but not now. There are all of these problems that we hadn't foreseen, like radioactive waste disposal, nuclear leaks, and human error. Plus the certainty that these billion-dollar babies aren't getting any younger. This means that someday one of those deadly glowing suckers just might melt down all the way to China. Electric power, not so cheap anymore. And the answer is not to build more conventional generating plants. After all, Abdul has us by the short hairs. And besides, if we keep burning wood, then we of the Associated Electric Power Companies fall behind in the race for new technology. And we're rotten losers. And that's what it's all about. Technology plus waste to make you pay a growing electric bill, you sorry son of a consumer activist. Electric power, not so clean, and in fact, very dangerous to create. Electric power, pay for it, or we'll cut you off. And you might as well be living in the Stone Age. A message from the Associated Electric Power Companies in your area.
Radio Tuntron Worldwide.
Ready to go!
Radio Tuntron Worldwide.
Radio Tuntron Worldwide. It's April Fool's Day.
Move away, do you hear what I say? From under my breath.